Mobile Bay, Alabama, February 26th. A priceless P-51 is circling overhead, its landing gear partially extended. The Kavanaugh Flight Museum in Dallas had sent the vintage warbird out on tour with an experienced pilot, Chuck Gardner, at the controls. Gardner, with a passenger on board, worked his checklist without the desired results, and museum director Doug Jeans was soon on the phone.
Got a phone call that we were having problems with the Mustang. It was circling around, had one gear down, one gear up. So I called Nelson Izell first to see what could possibly be hanging the gear up, and he kind of said the same thing. Sometimes that happens, and sometimes it just takes time, and eventually it'll come out. Kind of called a few other people and eventually called Bob Hoover just to see if maybe he might have come across a situation like that.
I've been there. I've done that a couple of times with Mustangs, as a matter of fact.
Bob Hoover is a legend, once described by Jimmy Doolittle as the greatest stick and rudder pilot who ever lived. He has twice landed P-51s with landing gear not deployed, first in World War II, and later in a 1972 air show at Dulles Airport, Transpo 72.
Transpo 72. My failure was caused by the lanyard, the emergency lanyard, would not release the uplock. And in this case, his emergency lanyard did release the uplock, but the gear would not go all the way down.
Bob had a lot of encouragement, a lot of ideas to try a couple of different things.
Push forward on the controls, and then pull hard back, and again, loaded up with G-loads because the gear lock was definitely released. The gear was halfway down, and the other gear was fully down in the tail wheel or at a high angle of yaw. If you boot enough rudder there at landing gear down speeds, you could get a side load on it that would force it out.
So I relayed those through Brad to Chuck. And Chuck just continued to fight with it, and luckily we had full tanks of fuel, and I think about an hour and a half, and eventually the gear finally came down. He was able to make a safe landing and no real damage.
This was familiar territory for Hoover, who spent decades as the official starter of the Unlimited class at the Reno Air Races. Flying a P-51, he would frequently form up on stricken aircraft and lend a helping hand.
Somebody would have a problem almost every other race. And over the years, I must have talked down 30 or 40 airplanes that were in real trouble. As a test pilot, I had more experience probably than most people.
As he told you, he's helped out at Reno for years and taught people through things. And I've gotten to know Bob pretty well. And so when this all happened, I thought, I'm going to call Bob again. So I gave him a call just to see if he had other ideas. And it was real helpful. Knowledgeable guy, of course.
I was so pleased we could save the airplane, or that I was had anything to do with it.
This is Jim Moore for AOPA.